You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and commentator Brian Onunoyn joins us now. Today, he's particularly troubled. He doesn't know what to make of all the gun-related violence around him.
And a very good morning to you all. This is the sort of stuff you just couldn't make up. On Wednesday, I'm in conversation with a woman and she's regaling me with this really funny story about how she and her 10-year-old grandson and his new buddy are out walking around the property and the boys are having fun, firing off guns and stuff. And then they happen upon this big old tree with a big old spider in it and a big old spider web in it too. "Nasty," says the boy who's visiting. "Can I kill it?" "Sure," says the lady as she hands him a Glock pistol. He points the gun at the spider, ghetto style. That's with the palm of your hand, parallel to the ground. "Uh-uh," the lady tells him. "That's a white lady's gun. You gotta point it properly." At which point, she guffaws at the hilarity of this episode. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, lady, this is a 10-year-old boy, and you put a loaded gun into his hand as if you were handing him a catapult. Call me crazy, but 10-year-old children should not be playing with guns. On a Thursday, I picked up an old copy of a newspaper that was lying around someone's house I was visiting, and my eyes fell upon an article about a young boy of 16 who'd killed both his parents with a shotgun. Nobody saw it coming. The kid seemed perfectly normal to his friends and family alike. On Friday, I'm at school talking to a kid about his brother in fifth grade, and I'm telling my little second grader, "Oh, you're a grand old reader, just like your big brother. How is he anyway?" "Oh, he's living with Grandma now. 'Cause his brother's died." "Oh, God, that's awful," I said. "Yeah, he got shot." I go to lunch, and in the staff room there's a newspaper article about a teenage boy at a local school who brought a loaded semi-automatic pistol to school the other day. He's been expelled. The wife and I go to a party on Friday night, and I'm introduced to a woman who's very chatty, and she tells me her second husband is dead. He'd shot himself in the head, in front of her. But not before he tried to kill her first. Shot her once in the hand and then in the head. He probably assumed she was dead or dying, the lady said, and that's why he went and killed himself. Obviously, she lived to tell the tale, but this was after the doctors had told her son that if she did live, she'd probably be a vegetable for the rest of her life. She's fine. And then on Saturday morning, there's an article in the newspaper about a Shreveport man who was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. An investigation is underway. So in the space of a couple of days, I've read or heard about 5 gun-related deaths and a funny story about a 10-year-old boy who's playing with a gun. And that's just in the Bossier-Shreveport area. But I didn't want to get on the radio today and depress you with stories of gun-related deaths or the role of guns in American society. Because if I do, then I'll just go off on my usual rant about how much I disapprove of guns. I mean, I really, really disapprove of guns. But to go on about it just makes me angry and would probably depress you. So look, finish your breakfast, and I'll just wish you a very safe and a happy new year. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio, and you can listen again on our website, redriverradio.org. Look for "What Was I Thinking?" under commentaries.